So in a few minutes, we'll have lunch. And a reminder that that will be in silence. A few thoughts about this part of the day. This part of the day is more informal practice. But we are practicing awareness while living here today. And so I want to encourage this stance of curiosity about particularly the returning of mindfulness over the next hour, noticing that mindfulness will return from time to time and highlighting that, oh, mindfulness is back. Mindfulness is back. What's here? What's obvious? You may or may not be able to keep that going while you're doing, putting your lunch together, etc. But at the same time, to have the curiosity about that being a possibility, because it is possible to be mindful while we are actively engaged in preparing our meal, in sitting down, in eating. It's possible to be mindful, to be aware in that. And as I pointed to earlier, the walking outside and just seeing the beauty of the simplicity of seeing a tree and seeing the sky and the clouds. There can be a beauty in the touch of a dish or the feeling of water over your hands. Just the simplicity of being here for our lives. This is what we're exploring today, is being aware of just living. I stumbled into a poem yesterday that I really appreciated. I'll share it with you as kind of our meditation or our intention reflections going into lunch. This poem is called "Everything is Waiting for You" by David White. Your great mistake is to act the drama as if you were alone, as if life were a progressive and cunning crime with no witness to the tiny hidden transgressions. To feel abandoned is to deny the intimacy of your surroundings. Surely even you at times have felt the grand array, the swelling presence, and the chorus crowding out your solo voice. You must note the way the soap dish enables you, or the window latch grants you freedom. Alertness is the hidden discipline of familiarity. The stairs are your mentor of things to come. The doors have always been there to frighten you and invite you. And the tiny speaker in the phone is your dream ladder to divinity. Put down the weight of your aloneness and ease into the conversation. The kettle is singing even as it pours you a drink. The cooking pots have left their arrogant aloofness and see the good in you at last. All the birds and creatures of the world are unutterably themselves. Everything is waiting for you.